Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We've been considering this question. What makes this book authoritative? For Christians, we believe that this is God's Word, that this is a divinely inspired book. And we believe that there are evidences given within this book that put that claim to rest, that this is actually true. And so we've been talking about over the last couple of days these different fingerprints. And we said the first one is that there is prophecy, fulfilled prophecy, and not just general or vague prophecy, but specific prophecy concerning certain people. And then we've also talked about the unity that is within the Bible, that it's 66 different books written by over 40 authors from all different types of backgrounds and places and different occupations. And yet, all of these books are telling one story. Today, I want us to consider this third finger. It's our largest finger. And it brings to mind the Bible's ability to address the big issues of life in a coherent way that's also entirely consistent with our deepest intuitions about reality. So simply put, the worldview of the Bible, it just makes sense. Greg Kuchel, in his article, Ancient Words Ever True, that gives us these fingerprints of God, when it talks about these large issues, he says that the fundamental questions that are vexing mankind for all ages, they're all confronted in Scripture. What is life's meaning? Who is God? What does He want from us? And what makes man special? Why is there evil in the world? And what went wrong? And how do we fix it? Second, we're all intuitively aware of certain unavoidable facts, that the universe is filled with order and meaning and moral significance. Man is a unique creature, distinct, much different from all other living things in his nobility, but is deeply flawed, morally broken, plagued by guilt that he's desperately trying to suppress. The biblical worldview takes each of these things seriously. The universe is filled with order and meaning and morality because the universe was created by a holy God. Yet we've rebelled against our sovereign, severing that relationship and damaging our own souls, crippling the created order. And evil and sin is the wreckage left behind by our rebellion. Man is noble because he bears God's image, but man is cruel because he is fallen. He feels guilty because he is guilty. And though our hearts long for restoration and forgiveness, our wills remain defiant, and only God can rescue us. We learn all of this from the Bible. Deep inside, we know most of these things to be true. The Bible simply connects the dots for us and then offers the only solution to this problem. The problem is personal guilt that comes with rebellion. The solution is forgiveness that comes with surrender or repentance of our sin and trust in Jesus Christ. The Bible has supernatural insight. Its assessment of the problem and its antidote for the cure both resonate with our deepest longings, and it also fits our common sense intuitions about the world and ourselves. So let's put three on the side of the supernatural and that this book is divine. As you pray today, please remember Ali Chambers and his family, our missionaries in Tennessee. Also, remember the French African LifeWord broadcast that's heard all throughout Africa.